This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your comments, your questions. I'm just happy that January's over. We're finally in February. Hallelujah. Gosh, January was long. January was so long. I mean, just Hollywood alone. I mean, remember Tanya Roberts? We were told she died. Then we were told she's alive. Then we were told she died again. We lost Tanya Roberts. We lost Tommy Lasorda. We lost Hank Aaron, Sheldon Adelson, Siegfried Fischbacher from Siegfried and Roy. We lost Cicely Tyson, Cloris Leachman. I mean, it was just a rough, long month. Then you had the Capitol Hill riots. You had the inauguration, the COVID news, the vaccine rollout, the stories of people dying or anaphylaxis to the vaccines. I mean, it's just been snowstorm. We got this huge winter snowstorm coming. There were fires in California. This month has been just so slow. January is probably my worst month. I love Christmas time and the Christmas season, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and the holidays are just so positive for me, and it's so beautiful. And January, I would always get, I don't want to say depressed, but it's depressing. You know, people taking their Christmas lights down. I live in an area where, listen, the homeowners association told everybody to get their lights down, because I go for a walk at night. And about a week or two in, it'd still be the lights. I love Christmas lights. Those are down, and so things look stark, and the weather's still cold. It just, January, for the start of 2021, January, I think, should have been a little bit more positive, a little less drama, and I think it has been just probably one of those most dramatic months. And I get, it's an election. It was after an election year and new president coming in, but just a lot of anxiety with that, and I don't really get anxiety, but I noticed from my listeners that there is a lot of anxiety. The impeachment trial coming up, that's supposed to be what, starting this week? Some people want to move on, move forward. Others want there to be closure. For those that supported Trump, President Trump, they want to, know that they could, not have to live in fear for discussing him or showing support. And those who are pretty mad about, his last 4 years and his last 4 days, shall we say, or 4 weeks, It's there's just not any closure. And, you would think people would move on, start embracing the Biden administration, but no, they want to, they want to impeach him, and they want to, not allow there to be any statues or any talk of him running again. And, I believe his counsel told him to not bring up election fraud. That's been very, very frustrating for many people out there, because, if you didn't get your mail-in ballot, or, you saw your friends get two, and they go, what do I do with this other one? You're like, I don't know, burn it, throw it, shred it. We know that it was, the election was not done, completely fraud-free. Nothing ever, no election ever is. And so it's, are we just not going to talk about it again? Anybody bringing up election fraud is getting silenced. So, do we just, hope that the next election doesn't have any fraud? And again, it could be fraud on both sides. I mean, if somebody has access to multiple ballots, that's anybody. Any side could be affected by that. And so, there's not a lot of closure. You know, nobody is convinced. Well, I don't want to say nobody. You have half the country, you know, convinced that something's not right with our elections. And when everybody talks about the 2022 election, anxiety is already rising because they're like, well, will it even matter with the vote? And others are like, oh man, if we do vote, will somebody always contest it and say it's false? It just wasn't relaxing. It just wasn't. You know, a lot of executive actions coming from the Biden administration, some of them good, some of them I think needs to be thought out a little bit more. In New York, New York is on course for the worst snowfall since 1869. This is a very slow-moving nor'easter, we're hearing. It's supposed to dump 2 inches of snow every hour. Governor Cuomo warned this is serious as a heart attack. I hear that statement a lot. This is serious as a heart attack. And so New York is starting to hunker down. This is called Winter Storm Orlena. It's supposed to drop 2 feet of snow in the Big Apple. Storm has already barreled across the Midwest. It left a foot of snow in Chicago, bearing down on eastern U.S., hitting Boston, Philly, Washington, D.C. During a press conference, Cuomo said the storm is only going to get worse. Snow plows cannot keep up with 2 inches per hour. He said, we're looking at a long 2 days here. If you are not an essential worker, you should not be on the roads during the state of emergency. Some roads in the state aren't even passable right now. They say underground service is going to continue to operate, but some bus routes have been suspended. I don't know if you saw in California, there was a mudslide that took out part of the Pacific Coast Highway in Northern California. I got to tell you, you got to look at those pictures. I put it on my Twitter. I tell you, man, nature wins. You could have the most beautiful road. You could put up barriers. You could think that, you know, you could come up with a COVID vaccine. Nature wins. Nature wins. Mud destroyed a road. And, I mean, it's just a mudslide. Anyway, 90% of flights have been canceled across New York City. Orlena is going to bring blizzard-like conditions, they say, 18 to 24 inches of snow. Many states have already shut down their COVID-19 vaccination sites. Local officials were hoping that the vaccination sites could open Tuesday in New York. Nope. And remember, the vaccines can only last a certain amount of degrees and temperature. I got my vaccine. I'll tell you about that in a sec. Interesting, I got to see the refrigerator for it. It was negative 80 degrees. Well, it's not a refrigerator, a freezer. So, you know, for those of you that are living in snow country, you know, good luck. Be safe. You know, I live in Las Vegas, so when we get snow, we celebrate. I understand for those of you, snow is not healthy. It's freezing. It causes stress, heart attacks. Not easy time for any of you guys. Good luck, guys. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I never really watched Saved by the Bell, but I knew a lot of the stars. I knew about a lot of the stars. And Dustin Diamond, who played Screech, has sadly died at the young age of 44 years old after battling stage 4 lung cancer. Daily Mail is reporting that he had died I believe 3 weeks after being diagnosed. There's a little typo here, but I believe it's been about 3 weeks. The rep said that Diamond had died with his girlfriend by his side and didn't suffer. The site added that his condition had greatly declined since last week. He was taken off breathing machines in an attempt to get into hospice care. And he went into the hospital earlier this month because he had pain all over his body. And that's when he was told he had metastatic lung cancer. And it was small cell carcinoma. This is an advanced form of lung cancer. I don't know if he smoked. I don't know what his exposures were. But when somebody gets cancer such as that at 44 years old, it is unfortunately a much more aggressive, vicious cancer. And unfortunately, it was already beyond what they could do to treat. And, you know, originally they had said that he wasn't feeling well. He had pain all over. And we didn't know what was, unfortunately, the cause. Then they said he had cancer, and today it's revealed it was small cell lung cancer. I had a family member die of something similar, didn't smoke a day in his life. So our hearts and prayers are with his family, and we'll keep you posted on that. Many of you, when you get your COVID vaccine, you go for the selfies. Right? You post on social media, want everybody to know that you got your COVID vaccine, and you take your card, and you post a picture of your COVID vaccine card. About a few weeks ago, social media was flooded with COVID vaccine cards. Well, the Better Business Bureau said to stop that. They said stop posting your COVID vaccine card on social media because it reveals your personal information, like a birthday. Plus, these cards can be copied by others to make fake cards. I wrote an article on this, and I blacked out a whole bunch of information on there that could have been identifying. I mean, you guys know my birthday. It's all over the internet. But you know, a lot of other people, they don't want people knowing their birthday. Many will put their finger over their birthday, and then they'll do a social media, like they'll post their card. But the Better Business Bureau said stop all of that. They said scammers in Great Britain were caught selling fake vaccination cards on eBay and TikTok. They said it's only a matter of time before similar cons come to the United States and Canada. They say posting photos of your card could help some scammers with information they can use to create and sell phony ones. All right, so I mean, why are people doing this? Why are people going out of their way to post it? Well, some are really, really pro-vaccine. They want to raise awareness. They want to show that they are, you know, taking one for the team. So a lot of healthcare workers posted their picture. You know, you get a lot of likes. People are like, woohoo, yay, Billy Bob, so proud of you. And Billy Bob's like, yeah, I'm a stud. Look at all the likes I got. I did my vaccine. So they feel good. You know, I posted mine because I was a little nervous, you know, and I'm like, I'll tell you why I posted mine. I didn't post the card, but I was afraid I was going to lose it. I know that the health district, which did an amazing job, the Southern Nevada Health District, I mean, for them to be able to vaccinate, you know, people in such a efficient manner was fantastic. But you get a card, and I lose cards. I lose things. So I wanted to take a picture and put that up because a lot of us are using social media as like an iCloud, as something that helps make, I guess keep something that we lose. You know, it's interesting, especially on Facebook, people ask, why am I still on Facebook? I tried going on Parler. I couldn't really, it just didn't have the same format. It didn't, you know, and I posted and I really didn't get any reaction to a post. And I'm like, look, everybody still seems to be on Facebook, so that's how I can, you know, still convey any messages or do my show. Like, I'll do some Facebook Live videos that I post on Facebook. But one of the big things I like about Facebook is they will bring up memories from years ago. And so a picture of my son's, I don't know where that picture would be, which iPhone or which phone had it, which probably is now unable to be located or battery infused so I can, you know, download the pictures. They'll have the picture. And, you know, if I post something, it'll have it. And so I feel like there's at least a database, you know, of things that I lost that I could at least access through Facebook. So, you know, most people are doing that. And then, you know, others want to calm fears about getting the vaccine. That's the other reason why. I was like, look, guys, it was easy for me. It was a piece of cake. But another reason why is people want proof. And they want to show proof. There's a lot of discussions at work where people are not going to be able to go back to work if they didn't get the vaccine. Now, your Facebook selfie won't count. You realize that. But if they did need a copy of the card and needed proof that you got vaccinated and you lose the card, maybe you could download the picture, scan it to them. But Better Business Bureau said no. Can you just take a picture and just not post it on social media? They say maybe get an I've been vaccinated sticker. Maybe you could post a profile, like sometimes what they'll do is they'll do a frame. You could do a frame, I've been vaccinated. Realize, none of us care. You know, well, I'm sure there's some people that care. I think there's a lot of people out there going, look, you know, invite me to the next party. I'm vaccinated, so invite me to the next party. For me, you know, I really don't care seeing all these selfies and whatever. But again, if it's proof, so nobody gives me a hard time that I wasn't vaccinated, I'll, you know, make sure they know about it. So, you know, going back to work, you know, many of you have been very concerned about how you go back to work and approach an employer when you don't want to get the vaccine. I don't know what the answer is. You know, we spoke about that and we'll kind of revisit in terms of the legal ramifications and the protections you have, the protections an employer may have, or the lack of protections an employer may have. Employers are kind of in trouble. You know, we speak a lot about employer-employee relationships, and we speak a lot about employers because a lot of you are employers. A lot of you run a business, you know, or did before COVID, or a lot of you are managers. And nobody wants to get sued for suggesting the wrong thing. And if you, as an employer, mandate that everybody gets a vaccine or they don't get their job, that could put you in a pickle. If, however, you don't urge that staff gets vaccinated and an employee gets sick, they could sue you too. So it's most of the time workers' comp should protect you, but, you know, most employers, they're kind of finding themselves really between a rock and a hard place because, you know, they just don't want to get sued or shut down. So if an employee gets a vaccine and gets a side effect, they shouldn't sue the employer. They have a means to, I guess, get compensation through the government. You can't, by the way, if you have a side effect or a reaction to the vaccine, you can't sue the company. Can't sue the vaccine company, and that's because otherwise no vaccine company, no pharmaceutical company would put the money into the vaccine because they'd be sued all the time. Somebody's like, well, this happened to me, it. So there's a blanket protection, especially with the COVID vaccine, where you can't sue the company currently. So an employer shouldn't get sued if somebody has an adverse reaction to the vaccine. Likewise, an employer shouldn't be sued if somebody says, you didn't make sure the staff vaccinated and I wasn't, you know, protected. However, with the Biden administration saying, look, anybody can refuse employment and you have to pay unemployment, that could put employers in a pickle. Because if all their staff go, we're all quitting unless you force vaccine, you know, because this place isn't safe, if the employers are like, well, it should be a safe workplace because we got everybody vaccinated. So how come you don't feel safe? Well, because somebody who has a vaccine can still carry the disease, and I don't want to be around others, and I want to work from home. It's a mess. This is going to be a mess. Once people get to leave work, you know, and actually, I believe the unemployment benefits, which we're going to talk about in terms of the stimulus plan, I think that's an extra $400 a month. An extra $1,600 a month may allow people to be making more money on unemployment. So, who's going to come to work if they can make more money being home? If you can make more money being home, you know, somebody would say, yeah, but, you know, at least they still have a job. Are they really going to want to lose their job? A lot of people think that the business they're in is going to go under anyway. So they have nothing to lose. So, can your employer force you to get a vaccine? I'm hearing that employers are. I believe the ADA will still protect you, or the Civil Rights Act could still protect you. But that's still yet to be seen because it hasn't made it through the courts yet. 1-877-DOT-LA.
A Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered five decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News. Let's get a stimulus package update with USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's This Week they will work with Republicans.
If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great.
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
If you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not.
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're told that there are patients in Brazil who have tested positive for two coronavirus variants at the same time. This is a world-first COVID double infection. So two COVID infections. Scientists say it is possible for two strains to infect someone at the same time. Researchers at Fival University made the discovery after swabbing 90 infected people at Rio Grande do Sul. One of the patients tested positive for two Brazilian strains, which evolved separately in different states. P1 has caused international alarm because it appears to be somewhat resistant to vaccines. This is why Britain has banned all travel from South America. Another patient tested positive for P2 and the B191 strain, which first appeared in Sweden. So this is a developing story. We're going to get some more information over the break on this, and we'll talk about a double strain infection. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is going to meet with a group of moderate Republicans at the White House on Monday to talk about the latest coronavirus relief package. Biden is going to meet with Senators Mitt Romney of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, among seven others. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski haven't been really big fans of the Trump Republican Party. So, no shock that they're going to be good candidates for Biden to, across the aisle, try to meet with and negotiate. What we're being told is Biden's administration is willing to negotiate on the price tag of the next round of stimulus checks for families making $150,000. He is proposing $1,400, while Republicans have suggested $1,000. The proposal from the senators totals $600 billion, which is one-third of the $1.9 trillion package that Biden is currently considering. So the 10 Republicans said, in a spirit of bipartisanship and unity, we have developed a COVID-19 relief framework that builds on prior COVID assistance laws. So the 10 Republicans want the stimulus checks lowered down to 1,000. Again, the big unfortunate sticking point is, how does this get paid? And so, it's very easy for headlines to say, they're just trying to give us less money. But $1.9 trillion plan, it might sound beautiful on paper, but how realistic is it? So this proposal, led by actually Senator Susan Collins of Maine, ends up being $618 billion. It's a counteroffer from the group. And it's because the Democrats were preparing to move forward with Biden's $1.9 trillion plan with or without GOP support. So the Republicans are saying, or the 10 Republicans are saying, Mr. President, we recognize your calls for unity and want to work in good faith with your administration to meet the health, economic, societal changes of the COVID crisis. So the GOP does want another round of stimulus checks, but cap the income level of those who are eligible to receive them at individuals making less than $40,000 to receive $1,000, and then the amount tapering off for those making $40,000 to $50,000. Couples filing jointly could receive double that amount, with the amount tapering off for $80,000 up to $100,000. An additional $500 would be provided for every dependent child and adult. Previous rounds of direct payments were based on income reported on 2019 tax returns. Mr. Biden's plan calls for $1,400 checks for most middle and low income earners. Their proposal would extend federal unemployment insurance to $300 per week through June 30th on top of state benefits. Biden had wanted $400 per week through September. The plan also includes $160 billion for national vaccine program, PPE, expanded testing, $40 billion injected into the Paycheck Protection Program to provide loans for small businesses, and it would also allocate $20 billion in an initiative to get children back to school, and expanded SNAP benefits. That would cost about $3 billion. So the GOP proposal does not include funds allocated for state and local governments, does not mention increasing the federal minimum wage. Now, those are key priorities to the administration's package. So who are the senators? Well, Susan Collins, Rob Portman of Ohio, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. So we find out that Joe Biden is going to meet with the group on Monday to discuss the proposal and his administration's plan. The White House said the president is open to a full exchange of ideas. So, this was reported by CBS News. You and I are sitting there going, okay, when is relief coming? And some will qualify, some won't, for the stimulus check, but it's even beyond what the stimulus check is. I mean, somebody getting $1,000 or $1,400 is fantastic, trust me. Everybody could use the money, but I think the stimulus package has to also include, a framework for getting the economy reopened. And when you throw in the package, what we're going to up the minimum wage as well, We're going to, extend the unemployment. We're going to, I think the slowdown is because these aren't really short little bills. And I know people think I'm very politically naive, but I know what's going on. People are throwing extra stuff into the package. What happened with the last one? There was money going to Pakistan, and there was, gender identity education. And I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but why is that slowing down? I mean, if you want to get money into the hands of Americans so they can at least pay their bills, then didn't you want to pass that weeks ago? You know, it's interesting. Congress can get together so quickly to impeach, Trump, get that completely done. But here we are still, hemming and hawing over, well, what are we going to do about? And I get this is a bigger package. But, here we are. We're in February already. February. So, adding extra unemployment assistance makes sense when people can't work. But I think those should be short-term bills, because if businesses can reopen in June, then workers may not want to go back if they're making more money on unemployment. We're going to be talking later this month, how do you get into the mindset of going back to work when you've been out of work for about a year, or able to work from home, or able to not. I mean, people have been in kind of semi-retirement if they're getting unemployment. Now, there are some people going, I cannot wait to get back to work. I'm sick of looking at the wife and the kids. I want to see the cute secretary or admin. I hate to say that, but, some people are pretty honest on social media. But a lot of people are like, wait a second, I'm going to have to do an 8-to-5. I'm going to have to get dressed, drive in traffic, not be able to go to the bathroom and have to hold it all day. Have to deal with a period, or have to deal with, backaches, all that. I could be home. I could take a break. I could go to the bathroom when I want to. I don't have the boss breathing on me. Trust me, a lot of people prefer to work from home. So I think the unemployment additional benefits should be renewed. You could renew them multiple times a year. But, if it's blanketly added to September, I really foresee businesses being able to reopen and lockdowns slowing down by the summer. I would really like to see June, we start getting back on our feet. I don't understand why September would be the month that they would extend the unemployment benefits to. Same thing with minimum wage. Minimum wage, yeah, $7.25, too low. But if you want businesses to reopen, you're going to have to, telling them to double their staff salary, not going to happen. So I like that Joe Biden is meeting with Republicans. I think these are the same Republicans that want Trump impeached. So I don't know how popular they are with the Republican Party. And obviously nobody wants, some people to represent the whole party. But if we could get some sort of stimulus package and some sort of money without there being a lot of fluff and extra waste spending, I'm for that. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And if we're not live, you can still call. There's an answer line, and then we'll play your call on the next live show. And since I rarely take days off, it'll probably happen the next day, except on the weekend. I don't really take the weekends off because I work and see patients, but still. At least next radio show. So some of you had asked if you could get COVID two separate times. Can you get COVID again? Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. People have asked, can your COVID reactivate? Can you get sick and then the COVID acts up a month or two later? I believe so. People have asked, can you get two different COVIDs where you get one in the summer and then you're getting one now? Yeah, you could get COVID again. Absolutely. Can you ever get two COVIDs at the exact same time? Yes. You can have two actual COVID strains in your body at the exact same time. Now, people are like, please, really? Where's the proof? Well, we got proof. Apparently in Brazil, I think there are two patients now that have two separate COVID variants in their bodies and are dealing with two COVID variants at the same time. I believe they're both in their 30s. They're young. And we had just discussed that. There's the P1 and the P2. The P1 is the virus strain that has kind of caused a lot of concern that the Brazilian strain is more resistant to vaccines, the current vaccines that we have. And the Brazilian strain has been seen in South Carolina. In fact, it just got picked up in Maryland in the United States. So the Brazilian strain is not something we really wanted here, but, you know, we have it. And it's the B135, hold on a second, I think it's the P1 is, I think, the B1357, I have to double check the number. There's also a P2 strain called the B191. That's another strain Brazil is watching. That strain, they believe, came from Sweden, but it's now in Brazil. And so apparently they have reported that they have two patients. Let me get the exact name of the university who gets credit for this. This is Fernando Spilicki from Fival University. They swabbed 90 infected people in Rio Grande do Sul in southern Brazil. And they had found one of the patients tested positive for two Brazilian strains, which evolved separately in different states. They say two variants have spawned now coming out of that country. Well, the one I believe came from Sweden. And I think we are told that they, I thought there was another patient as well, and they were in their 30s. So we'll keep you guys posted as this comes along. But what does that mean? So if we have somebody that could get infected with two strains of COVID, what does that mean? Well, I mean, we still hold our path, but it is very interesting and is very intriguing then on how this virus is working. Okay? We have believed that the reason why people hadn't been getting flu or dying of flu is because COVID competed with the flu. And COVID was able to shut out the flu, so we couldn't get the flu. We're also crediting masks. We're crediting social distancing, but the problem with that theory is then why did cases still go up while everybody's social distancing and masking? Why did we still have cases? And people at the hospital are like, but I wore my mask. You know, it's so funny. It's not even funny, but, you know, people on social media would be quick to say, well, you know, he didn't wear a mask or he didn't wear a mask. And people are like, I wore a mask. I got sick. Okay. Quit accusing me of not wearing a mask. So, you know, the mask and the social distancing got credit for a milder flu season. But what made more sense, because COVID cases were still rising, I mean, in epidemic proportions, is that COVID competed with the flu. And it competed and prevented the flu virus from coming into the body and taking hold. So that would make sense. But then how do you explain two separate COVIDs in somebody's body? So the concern I have is much of our science depends on what we believed earlier. And so if one virus has the control over the ACE2 inhibitor, then if you make a vaccine that'll prevent against that virus, hopefully they can't go, the ACE2 receptor, I should say, the ACE2 receptor is the receptor that we believe that the COVID virus latches onto and is able to get into the cell. And if there's a way where the two COVID viruses are like, you know, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I was here first. And rather than fighting with each other or competing, are they helping each other? What makes this so interesting and significant, because I know some of you are like, all right, Dr. Dolly, I've been listening to you now for a few hours. Okay, what the heck are you talking about? And why do I have to care about somebody getting COVID twice? Because the ramifications are, what if COVID has always needed a helper? and we've been going up against the wrong thing. You know, we haven't really been testing for multiple variants, I don't believe. We've been just doing antigen testing. Some people aren't even getting tested. They're just going through telemedicine, going, I think I have COVID, give me a note for work. So if we are starting to actively look for two variants, and it's also because we haven't known about the variants, and now that we do, we're making tests to look for them. What if all this time COVID needed a helper virus? And if we are able to figure out how to stop that helper virus, we could then prevent COVID from infecting. Now, could a helper virus be another coronavirus? Yeah, it could be a variety of things. But if we figure out how, if this is what's going on, and some people are having two separate COVIDs in their body, and we figure out how that could happen, and why there's no competition in between them, or if something is making something else easier, that could be a way to fight this. You know, we have amazing vaccine candidates. You know, we'll review the vaccine candidates again like we have. We talked about the mRNA vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna. Those are little pieces of genetic material, mRNA, in a lipid bubble that gets injected into our muscle cells, or our muscle. Our muscle cells absorb it. The lipid part goes away. The mRNA sits there in the cell, giving our cell instructions on what to make, which I know makes people nervous, but look, they're just making spike proteins, okay? It's not gonna, you're not going to grow hair on anything yet. And then the cell makes the spike proteins so that our immune system learns the spike proteins, so when the real thing comes, we could fight it. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine are a little different. That's where, rather than a little lipid molecule of mRNA is injected into you, it's a virus, a weakened virus, either a weakened human adenovirus or a chimpanzee adenovirus, a weakened virus that has some DNA. And that DNA comes into the cell by means of that virus. The virus gets kicked out. The DNA enters our DNA that reads the instructions, makes the mRNA, and now it's just like the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, where now you have the mRNA and it makes the instructions. Then you have, is it Novavax? Novavax is where we've designed little protein pieces that look like the spike protein. I kind of like that. I like that. You know, I'm not a big fan of DNA and mRNA, you know, and things like that, even though we know it works. But for those of you that are freaked out and you think something's, you know, being planned with, you know, some sort of, you know, transcription and messaging and whatever, you might feel better with the Novavax vaccine. The Novavax vaccine, I believe it's Novavax, is where the people in the lab made actual little spike proteins that look like COVID. It's not real COVID. They're just the spike proteins that look like that. So they inject those into you. Your immune system's like, oh, what are these? They learn them, and then they learn to fight them. One of you had asked, why aren't we using killed coronavirus like we do the flu vaccine? Why aren't we doing it the same as the flu vaccine? Well, one, that would require somebody actively working with COVID. And I don't think anybody wants to do that. Two is the regular COVID doesn't really produce much of an immune response. So we have to kind of, our immune system a lot of times are like, what's this? So we almost need to kind of give it a little bit more punch. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SOLID.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.